If you ever truly wanted to understand the formula that brings the perfect talent and project together, then this is a show you don't want to miss. Actors, filmmakers, and the audition process is the topic for today's show, and that's up next. Also, actors Halle Berry and Dorothy Dandridge with Ebony and Jet magazine publisher Robert Lee Johnson is the highlights for History and Entertainment. Karen from Cincinnati, Ohio gets top-notch advice on taking her career to the next level in the segment Ask Surikhan. All this and more happens right now.
3, 2, 1.
Podcast has launched.
If Surikhan isn't on your podcast isn't really on.
Surikhan Whispers of Wisdom. The entertainment industry. I'm just saying.
You're listening to Surikhan Whispers of Wisdom.
Wow, I'm so impressed.
Oh, he's really great to work with. He is so down to earth.
Professionalism would be one word to just characterize him and what he did with this movie and pulling it all together.
But he knows what he wants as a director.
Surikhan is like great.
He just did it all. He did what he could. He worked with what he had, and he made it happen.
See that he's very passionate about it.
But I have to admit, he really, like, rocked it.
Surikhan, you're going to do big things, man. Big things.
Kevin R. John Singleton. Mike Jordan. Anthony Mackie. George Hill. Keith Davis. Ryan Kugler. All happening now in 21st Century Arts and Entertainment.
Up next, History and Entertainment.
This podcast is produced by Surikhan Media Brand. And now your host, Surikhan.
Entertainment is a form of activity that holds the attention and interest of an audience or gives pleasure and delight. It can be an idea or task, but more likely to be one of the activities or events that have developed over thousands of years specifically for the purpose of keeping an audience's attention. The media and entertainment industry consists of film, print, radio and television, and nowadays the internet. These segments include movies, TV shows, radio shows, news, music, newspapers, magazines, and books. The U.S. media and entertainment industry represents a third of the global industry, which contributes more than $632 billion to the economy. The top 10 media and entertainment companies are The Walt Disney Company, 21st Century Fox, Direct Group Holdings, which is DirecTV, Time Warner Incorporated, NBC Universal, National Amusement Incorporated, CBS Corporation, Viacom Incorporated, News Corporation, and TEGNA Incorporated. I say the letters because I don't want to pronounce it wrong. Robert L. Johnson, born 1946, also known as Bob Johnson, was the first African-American billionaire. He established BET, the first African-American-oriented cable channel, in 1980. Also, he became the first African-American to become a majority owner of a U.S. major sports league team, the NBA Charlotte Bobcats, and that was in 2002. Dorothy Dandridge, actress and singer, born in 1922 and passed on in 1965. Dandridge was the first African-American woman to be nominated for the Academy Award for Best Actress. Dandridge was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Actress, becoming the first African-American nominated for a leading role. All this went down at the 27th Annual Academy Awards that was held on March 30th, 1955. Dandridge shared the Oscar nominations with such luminaries as Grace Kelly, Audrey Hepburn, Judy Garland, and Jane Wyman. Now fast forward from 1955 to 2002, 47 years later, and Halle Berry, born in 1966, would be the first African-American woman to win the Academy Award for Best Actress in 2002. Okay, I gotta admit, Close Encounters and Purposeful Connections are a part of the show that I really, really, really enjoy. One, because it gives me the opportunity to share some of my own personal experiences and connections and purposeful connections and close encounters that I've had over the years, and it's just therapeutic in some kind of way to just relive those experiences. So let me talk about this one. This one is called, this one happened in 1977. It's almost 40 years ago. I was on the set of the Jerry Lewis Labor Day Telethon again, if you heard last episode. A lot of magical things happened there, so I think probably two more times or another time I'll be revisiting that. But this particular day was the day before, the evening before the live telecast of the telethon. It was the eve of the telethon, and I was on the studio floor, so the lights were down. It was, you know, dark in there, and you know, people were just moving around, and I was admiring the cameras, the big floor cameras, studio cameras, and I'm looking up at the camera, and I'm like, wow, it's just mesmerized by the whole environment. So this man walks up to me and he says, "Hello, young man, what's your name?" And I was like, "Hi, I'm Surikhan." He's like, "Well, what are you doing?" And I was like, "I'm just looking at the cameras, like I really like it. Can you turn it on? I want to talk." And he laughed, and he was like, "No, I can't turn the cameras on." I was like, "Well, what's your name?" And he's like, "Just call me Friend." "Oh, okay, Friend. What are you doing here?" And he was like, "I'll be performing." I'm like, "Oh, okay, well, I gotta run." He put his hand around my shoulder and he was like, "Listen, before you go, let me say this. One day, you'll get your turn." And I was like, "Okay, thanks, Friend." And I ran off and went off to do what I was doing. So the bottom line is, you know, sometimes you don't realize how important or impactful an encounter is until many, many, many years later. So let's fast forward about a year. I'm in junior high school, getting ready to go to high school. So I'm in the plays because I act, and I'm asked to, you know, be in the school play. So the teacher is explaining the show, what we're going to be doing, and the part he wanted me to play. He wanted me to play the lead. So he passes around an album cover, and it says this is the musical soundtrack from the show that we're going to be doing. And it's called The King and I. And Surikhan, I want you to play the king. So I'm like, "Oh, okay, cool." So when the album finally got to me, I noticed the face, and it was my friend. And I just shouted out, "I know him. This is my friend," referring to the gentleman on the cover of the album, which happens to be actor Yul Brynner, who befriended me that day in the studio and said those inspiring words to me that one day that I would get my chance. Everyone in the class laughed at me. Even the teacher smirked. No one believed that I had an encounter with Yul Brynner and that he indeed called himself my friend. I would eventually do the show, and I was inspired by that. I would eventually do the show, The King and I. It was my first time really taking on that kind of a role and being able to execute it effectively. That meeting with him really inspired me. I didn't know who he was. I would come to learn a lot more about him years, many, many years later. Other than seeing him on the cover of the album and watching my fellow classmates laugh at me when I said I knew him, you know, left a mark on me, because I really did know him. I just didn't pay a lot of attention to him. His name was Yul Brynner. He was a Russian actor, born on October 10th. He actually passed away on October 10th, 1985. He was born on July 11th, 1920. He's known for his role as the King in The King and I on Broadway. And actually that day, he at the telethon, he actually performed the Shall We Dance segment on the telethon live. But it was preempted. I believe they taped it a day before. And it aired on the telethon the next day. So again, his name is Yul Brynner. He was a impactful contribution to my life when he just told me that one day that I would get my turn. So kudos to Yul Brynner, a Russian actor. Started his career in 1941 until he passed away in 1985. He's also known as Pharaoh in the hit film The Ten Commandments. He played Pharaoh. So yes, very impactful contribution to my life. Loved Yul Brynner. I will never forget that close encounter and him telling me that one day that I would get my turn. That was my close encounter. A lot more coming up. Stay with us.
Suricon, the best thing that's happened to podcasts since Dave and Adam created it.
Also, to get some great information, look for one of my books that's coming up. I have a couple of books coming out. One is called Whispers of Wisdom, Suricon's Whispers of Wisdom. Well, actually, the same name of the show, but this gives you 5 PowerPoints for new filmmakers in the business, writers, producers, directors, actors. A lot of information there, 5 power tips for new filmmakers that can be very beneficial to your career. This is information that's not really out there like that. I can talk about it because I experienced it, and it can also be a saving grace for those newcomers to the industry, and even those that are out there. There's always room for more knowledge and more information to help you in your career. And prevent, most of all, a spiraling downfall that could have been prevented. Whispers of Wisdom, that's coming soon. I'm going to be doing on one of the upcoming episodes, I'm going to be doing a story about that book, and we'll talk more about it, and then hopefully I'll have the link and everything ready where you can order your copy of the book, the ebook or the audio book, somewhere within the next second to third episode. I'll try to get around to that. And also I have another book called Suricon's Expressions, On the Walk of Fame, The Virginia Capers Story. This is a look into the life of Tony Award winning actor Virginia Capers, who starred on the hit NBC sitcom The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. She starred as Grandma Hattie Banks in a recurring role on the show. A lot of information to learn through her life and through her experiences. She'd been out there in the industry for 5 decades before passing away on May 6th in 2004, I believe. So I have all of that coming up. Go to my website, www.suricon.net, and you can stay updated on a lot of information when there's new posts and when there's new announcements. So just subscribe there. That portion of it is free, and you'll immediately get notifications on books and announcements again and other posts that we put up.
Coming up next, the topic for the day.
Bro.
Now, actors yearn for the day to land that perfect or starring role in the next big film or television series. And directors and producers are always on the lookout for that leading lady or man to bring their next blockbuster film or series to the world. Now, making that connection and understanding what dwells beneath the surface on both sides of the spectrum is the key to what truly brings together this perfect union. Actors and filmmakers, and the audition process is up next.
If Suricon isn't on your podcast isn't really on.
Actors are praying, wishing, and hoping to get booked in that leading role in the next Scandal, Empire, or the Black Panther film of tomorrow. Directors are looking to discover the next big thing. Keenan Ivory Wayans did this by ushering in the dynamic talents of Jamie Foxx, Jim Curry, Damon Wayans, and Jennifer Lopez, among many others, on the Keenan Ivory Wayans show. Now, actors such as Denzel Washington found that perfect union with Spike Lee in the film Malcolm X. Can you just picture any other actor playing that role, Malcolm? I think not. Director Francis Ford Coppola merged in this magic with actors Marlon Brando and Al Pacino, among many others, in the blockbuster saga The Godfather. What is the secret? What is the secret? How do you know when it's happening? What are the signs? Well, one of the paths for sure is the audition process. This relates to new actors and seasoned actors as well. Now, I myself have sat through this process many times as a director and casting director, and this truly is a place where most of these connections are made. Now, here's some crucial advice to actors. Remember this. Attending that audition can be a major turning point in your career on several different levels. Simply put, get your behind down to that audition at all costs. You've been wishing, you've been praying for that magical moment in your career, and then when opportunity presents itself, you get distracted and judgment starts to set in. The voice in your head goes to work and might sound something like this. Well, this role is not that impressive. I never heard of this company. Well, I gotta meet my friend at this time on this date. I'm not missing that party. I probably won't get the role anyway. Stop it. Stop it right now. You see, I've seen several actors make this mistake and then wish they followed through. You have no idea what forces and elements are coming together to bring your dreams to pass. And you squander it because of what it might appear to be on the surface. You can get discouraged and sometimes you might not get the role. But hey, check this out. It might not be about the role at all. Your presence there becomes the important factor. Listen, you was on your casting site or however you saw the posting for the role. You pushed that button or you submitted for that role and you got called. Someone liked what they saw. Someone liked your photo. Someone liked your resume. Someone took notice of you and want to see you. You have no idea how that meeting is going to turn out. And again, like I said, it might not be for the role you're going for at all. You have no idea who's sitting at that casting table. A conversation can go like this. Hey, Bob, I was at a casting call the other day and I met this interesting young lady or this interesting man who was auditioning for a role and they didn't get the part. They weren't right. They weren't, you know, what we were looking for. But I was thinking about the thing you were doing and that role you were telling me about, like this person that I met yesterday would fit that perfectly. I'm going to send you his or her information over. You really need to take a look at this, Bob. Things like that can happen. I've seen that. I've experienced that on many levels. Sometime an actor will come in for a particular role and they're not quite right for that role. But as a casting director or director, you see them perfectly fitting somewhere else and you move things around. And sometimes that's how that magic happens as well. You understand what I'm saying? So you never know what the real true purpose of that meeting of minds are. So it is your responsibility to get up and go to that audition. I'm sure there are tons of stories out there that people can tell as to if it had not been for this, this would not be here. If it had not been me being at this particular place, I would not be here. If I did not push that button and, you know, for this audition and then go even though I wasn't feeling well or go even though I had death in the family or go because of this or that, I would not be here. Sometimes that's the test. You have to overcome your own self. You have to overcome the obstacles that are right in front of you to do what you need to do to get to the next level. So that audition process for actors and filmmakers are very, very important and it can be very magical. And listen, man, it's just not on the actor's side. Now you got to look at it from the director's and producer's perspective as well. They're looking for that right person. They're looking for that talented, magical face and voice that's going to take their thing to the next level.
they have to go into places like Warner Brothers and Paramount or major television networks or streaming sites to sell your presence within their project. It has to complement each other. Those two forces have to be powerful. So that director or writer or producer are looking for you just as well as you are looking for them. The magical connection, that magical point of connection, is what's important. And if you don't take the necessary steps, if you don't take that steps to go, that can take your career in a whole another place. So pay attention, you know, stay ahead of the game. Always see what's happening out there in terms of what's audition. Don't judge stuff. You know, people look at this and they say, oh, this guy only got one camera and he's doing this himself and he's doing that. You have no idea what that person's destiny is. Don't look at stuff, you know, what's happening on the surface. I know I see a lot of actors, sometimes they come on sets and they get they're disappointed because they don't see the whole Spike Lee, Denzel Washington setups. You know, when I say those names, I mean like the sets, you know, professional sets and cameras and lights everywhere and crews and team. Listen, I've been on sets that had all of that. That and then some. Trucks parked all down the street, blocks cut off and shut down so that they can do these films. And guess what? They go nowhere. They're nothing. So don't look at that as being the that this is professional and that's not professional. Maybe where you need to be is not there. Maybe where you need to be is over here, where there is the guy with the one camera, or where there's a very limited amount of staff and they're trying to gorilla the shot and get it because they didn't really have the permit and they're trying to get the shot at all costs. Sometime being in that environment is where you need to be, because that's the pathway to where you're going. You gotta know the difference. You gotta get in there and feel what's going on. You have to know inside that you're in the right place and you're doing all that you can. And you never know what can happen. You never know who's in that room. You never know who's on that set. You never know who you're gonna meet on your way there. You never know what kind of relationships or friendships that are going to come about because of your presence there. Go without expectations. Just go for the reason that you were called. Do what you're supposed to do, be your best at it, and you leave there and pay attention and watch the events and circumstances come together that are supposed to take you to where you need to go. You will be a very witness to this. You will be a witness to this. Listen to what I tell you. Now, the purpose for me, you know, taking on this topic, actors, filmmakers, and the audition process, was to shed some light on this important process and how sometimes we overlook some very important things by, you know, the decisions that we make when it comes to auditions, you know. It can be time consuming, you know. Sometimes there's travel involved, and you know, there's a lot of things that has to happen, you know, to get you there. There's a lot of things that has to happen on the other side to make it possible, a place for you to come and for this whole thing to unfold. So, you know, as an actor, I thought that I would touch on this a little bit and let you understand, help you to understand the importance of the audition process and how that can be a changing factor in your life, a changing factor in your career. You know, bring to fruition all of those things you've always wanted to do. You know, again, I've talked about Keenan Ivory Wayans, I talked about Spike Lee, and how had it not been for those platforms. Now, this is not to say that those actors would not have had a career if it wasn't for those doors, but those doors were important doors. Those doors were important doors that definitely led to greatness for all of those names that I mentioned. So, you know, that can't be overlooked. Now, again, this is not to say that it would not have happened, but it may not have happened the way it did had it not been for those Keenan Ivory Wayans and Spike Lees and Tyler Perrys and all of those great directors and producers who put
these wonderful projects together and bring in the right elements, you know, the right actors, the right people. And, you know, and again, today we are long away from the notion that we have to have names, named actors as a part of a project that, that we're doing in order for it to be successful, you know. And I was one, I used to think like that, you know, if we had this name or this celebrity attached to it, it would be taken more seriously. But now I shift because there are a lot of raw talent out here, and I want to be like the Keenan Ivory Waynes and the Tyler Perrys and Spike Lees and be able to introduce new talent to the world, be able to bring that magical you to the world. That's a beautiful thing. It's nothing more wonderful than hearing an actor on the Academy Awards or the Golden Globe Awards or the Image Awards or one of the awards show thanking this particular director or this particular person for paving that way for them, you know, for giving them the opportunity to do what they know they were born to do. So I look at that. And again, at these auditions, you it's just not about you reading what's on the paper and sounding convincing. A lot of factors come into play when it's comes to selecting these actors. And me as a director, I look at many things, not just, again, your ability to read and be convincing in terms of the dialogue. It is your discipline, your staying power, how you carry yourself, where you are in your career, where you want to go in your career. I look at a lot of factors. How hungry you are. Are you willing to, you know, be out there on the set 5 o'clock in the morning? Do you have a job? Can you take off? Is this going to be a problem for you? You know, is this really where you're trying to go in your life? Because sometimes you can have the perfect actor who, you know, killed the audition and just did everything perfectly, and they wind up being hell on wheels, you know, late to the set and you know, problems with other actors, and they just become this problem, like, you know, damn, how can they just be so talented, you know? So you have to have the discipline as well. So just understand that you're being watched on many levels from the moment you walk in those doors, not even from the moment you walk in the doors, the moment you accept the casting call that you will be attending or confirm your attendance. From that moment on, everything you do, everything you say, how you carry yourself, you know, is going to be looked at. Sometimes directors, and I've done this, you know, myself, I, you know, would have you wait out there, you know, a half an hour. Your call was at, you know, 5 o'clock. I would make you wait for 5:30 and just to see how you're going to handle that. Are you going to be patient? I'm going to watch your attitude. I'm going to watch your character. I'm going to watch your persona. You know, because you all of these things become very important. Lots and lots of money are put into these films and TV shows and these projects. And you want to make sure, the directors and the writers and the producers want to make sure that they've made the perfect selection. So when you have the right talent, when you have the gifted person, when you have the disciplined actor that's, you know, willing to do all that it takes to make sure that project is successful, you know, do all that it takes as far as their, you know, as their part is concerned, to contribute to that, you know, all of those become important factors, and you have to be willing to do those things, and you're going to be looked at from many, many different levels. So doing this topic of the show, actors and the filmmakers and the audition process, is very important, because that's a foundation. That is a place that many actors are going to walk through doors, that all of these things are going to look very familiar to you, that I'm saying to you right now. So my thing is, get up, go. Don't let the distractions in your head stop you. Don't be so judgmental as to what the process looks like, who's sitting behind the desk. They're too young, they're too old, they don't know what they're doing. This is not what I signed up for. This doesn't look like, you know, the Netflix audition I went to. This doesn't look like the set I was on before. That's more professional. Again, you never know what other people's destinies are, because guess what? They have one too. Just like you have one and you're there, they have one and they're there. Just hope that that magical connection takes place that will skyrocket both of your dreams. That's the key. That's what you're going for. Stay focused, look ahead, get out there, go to the auditions, be disciplined, be patient, pay attention, don't be judgmental, and guess what? Your day, your dreams, your vision, everything you've ever wanted can truly come to pass. Ask Surikhan, mentor, advice, and guidance. Ask Surikhan is a segment of the program where I have the opportunity to give advice and guidance. I do this advice and guidance on other platforms such as LinkedIn, which is part of a special mentoring program where people ask me questions seeking advice and guidance for their careers. I use some of these questions and answers minus the full name of the person for this program as well. Now, at the end of the segment, I'll give more information on just where and how you can send your questions in for advice and guidance on future episodes of Whispers of Wisdom.
You're listening to Surikhan Whispers of Wisdom.
Dear Surikhan, my name is Caroline and I'm from Ohio. What advice can you give me about moving up in my career? I'm a production assistant and I want to grow. How do I get my bosses to notice me and my work? Well, Caroline, talk about your experiences on your own social media. Make references to your work contributions, how much you enjoy doing what you're doing. People are always watching. Yes, even people at your company. They are paying attention to you, even if they don't admit this. They are watching your work and social media if you have profiles posted. And at the right time, you will know this for certain. As a production assistant, you probably do many things that contribute to the overall success of a production, but pay attention to what you enjoy most of the different experiences you have as a PA and learn more about that. Also use what you learn on the job and in your personal research and study to show your supervisors that you're on the job and that you mean business. The right forces will move you ahead naturally if you put in the work. Always offer to help more. And most important, be yourself. And allow the gifts that are within you to naturally manifest itself, and you be ready to nurture it. Caroline, the very best to you in your career.
If Surikhan isn't on your podcast isn't really on.
To have your advice and guidance requests be highlighted on the program, send your questions to info@surikhan.net and put Ask Surikhan in the subject. I'm also available as a consultant, workshop instructor, and coach. Requests and inquiries can also be sent to info@surikhan.net. Up next, Surikhan's powerful lyrics quote. Power Lyrics Quotes is a segment in the program where I select one-liners or sentences from a song that I heard at some point in my life that moved me and always remained a part of my consciousness. I have an Instagram page that reflects these quotes where you can go and see many of them that I've posted over the past 2 years. I'll give the link at the end of the segment. So this is one of my favorite. I remember when I first heard this one. Okay, here's the lyric. I've been in the wings too long. All that's in the past. Now I'm standing center stage. I've come home at last. This is from a song recorded by Barbra Streisand in 1994. Now, the original songwriters are Andrew Lloyd Webber, Donald Black, and James Christopher Hampton. The title of the song is As If We Never Said Goodbye. The live album title is Barbara the Concert, 1994, live at Madison Square Garden. Now, this version of the song, of these powerful lyrics, were specially written by Barbara Streisand for this concert return. She performed them live after a 20-year absence from the stage. Here we go one more time.
Zircon's powerful lyrics, quote.
I've been in the wings too long. All that's in the past. Now I'm standing center stage. I've come home at last. You can see more of these inspirational quotes by me if you visit Instagram, the page that I have set up for these quotes. It's called Sura Quotes is the title. One word, S-U-R-A-Q-U-O-T-E-S, Sura Quotes. And you can also go to YouTube to hear the performance live. Just put in the search bar, Barbara the Concert, and the song title, As If We Never Said Goodbye. It's very, very, very inspirational. You're listening to Surikhan's Whispers of Wisdom.
Kevin Levin, John Singleton, Michael Jordan, Antoine Fuqua, Anthony Mackie, George Jordan Hill, Keith Heath, David, Ryan Coogler. All happening now in 21st Century Arts and Entertainment.
It would be very much appreciated if you can make a small donation to help keep the show coming. It's costly to do this. I don't have sponsors or advertisers yet to help defray the cost of production, but your support, a dollar or more, whatever you can give, would be very much appreciated. And that can be made on my website at www.surikhan.net, and hit the link at the top that says podcast donation, and it'll take you right there, and you can make that love donation. Very much appreciated. And I'll also shout you out on the air. Another way to support the program is to purchase a copy of my book. I have a book out that's available now. The name of the book is called In the Name of Love. It is uplifting, it's inspirational, and educational. The book gives the reader a view from the inside of one of the most talked about events in the entertainment industry. In the Name of Love is a firsthand account of my journey to inspire Diana Ross, Mary Wilson, and Cindy Birdsong, formerly Diana Ross and the Supremes, to heed the call of fans from all over the world and give a reunion performance another chance. The details of this journey is magical, joyful, and sometimes painful, not only for myself, but for those who traveled with me. Throughout my life, I had always felt a connection to the Supremes and never really understood why. And then the pieces started to come together. Through the art of filmmaking, I discovered a way to send a unique message in a bottle, all in the name of love. Go to my website, www.surikhan.net. Again, that's www.surikhan.net. Scroll down the home page. There's an article written about the book and a picture of the book there. If you continue to scroll down, you'll run into it. And also a link where you can purchase the book. And if you purchase the book directly from my website, I'll sign an autographed copy of it for you. Well, I'll sign an autographed copy for the first 50 buyers. And it's another way to support the show, support the broadcast, and help us continue bringing this wonderful information to the public. That's another way to support it. The book title is In the Name of Love. My website is www.surikhan.net. Scroll down the home page and you will see a copy of the book, a photo of it there with an article and a link where you can purchase it, or just look for one of the links on my site that says books and products, and you can purchase it there, and I'll also shout you out on the program. Thank you for your support. Again, it's another way of supporting the show. Stay updated on a lot of information when there's new posts and when there's new announcements. So just subscribe there. That portion of it is free, and you'll immediately get notifications on books and announcements again and other posts that we put up. Well, we gotta go now, and let me leave you with this. The word contains three important essentials: energy, light, and power. Be very careful of the words you speak, and even more careful of the words that you take in and allow to become a part of you. We are out, and until next time, peace, love, and prosperity. Bye-bye, precious.
Stay connected by visiting and subscribing to our official website, www.suracon.net. Again, that's www.suracon.net. And follow me on social media, on Twitter at Suracon11, on Facebook at Scon Media Brand, on Instagram at VSE1Suracon, or email us at info@suracon.net. If Suracon isn't on your podcast isn't really on.
Support this broadcast with your generous donation. This podcast is produced by Suracon Media Brand.